Next up on Express Yourself, I am joined by Amanda Watkins and Ruth Molman, the manager and the president of Symphony in the Valley. And we also have Kelly Thompson on the phone. This is the music director for Symphony in the Valley. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Howdy.
And we're here to talk about The Nutcracker Strikes Back, which is tonight at the New Hope Church in Newcastle, and then continues at the Youth Theater both Saturday and Sunday. So tell me a little bit about this crossover, The Nutcracker Strikes Back. I've seen the poster. It looks like you're alluding to a Star Wars theme.
So the thought was, since this is the last Star Wars movie coming up, we'd do something with that, and this is our second annual Nutcracker show, so The Nutcracker Strikes Back seemed like a good title. So we're going to do the main title to the Star Wars movie franchise, and then go into a bunch of Christmas music, and then take an intermission and do selections from The Nutcracker.
All right. How long has the group been working on this arrangement?
About 6 or 7 weeks now. So,
could you tell me a little bit of the history of Symphony in the Valley? What is it? Maybe this is a question for you, Amanda.
Okay, thanks. Symphony in the Valley, we had our 25th anniversary last year. It was a great time. We began in 1993. There was a flute player in our orchestra that was in her kitchen and thought of the idea with a friend of hers. And here we are, 26 years later.
Yeah, a good 26 years.
When did each of you become a part of Symphony in the Valley?
I've been playing with the symphony for about 5 years, and I've just loved it so much that I would like to be a part of it in a bigger way. So now I'm the manager.
What's your instrument?
I play the viola.
Okay. And how about you, Ruth?
I've been with the symphony at least 12 years that I can remember, and I play the flute. I have a performance degree. But this organization is so good at giving back to the community and bringing community members into a music organization where they can practice and use their skills and play in an organization that really is accepting of everyone.
I assume you would need to be at a certain level of proficiency to play in the symphony, at least being able to read music after a few practice runs.
Oh, yeah. Kelly, you can probably speak to that better than I.
Yeah. I mean, we've had people of all ages from, middle school on up, pretty much. I don't know if we've ever gone younger than middle school, but just basically if they've got, a decent level of proficiency on their instrument and are willing to, put some time in and work on the music, might take a little longer for some than others, but to, to practice things and get them up to speed. But It usually works out pretty well for us.
Yeah, it does.
And how do you find people discover Symphony in the Valley? What kind of people are attracted to it? And how do they make their way to it?
Like I was saying, we have folks of all ages from middle school on up. And, I think we've had some people join who, in fact, just this, for this concert series, we have a trombonist who hasn't picked up his horn in several years and decided to pick it up and join us again. So, it's a little bit like riding a bike, but not quite. You do have to kind of build back up to it. But, so we get a lot of folks like that played when they were younger and want to do it again. And, then, of course, like I say, we have some youth that are in school band or orchestra programs here in the Valley, and they want to have another outlet for their talent.
Now, the Nutcracker is clearly a very fascinating and engaging musical arrangement, but it's also known very much for the dance accompaniment. And I'm curious, is there any dance incorporated into these concerts this weekend?
Yeah, so we partnered with some Glenwood High School dance students, as well as some Artaluma dance students from Rifle. And they will be putting on a handful of the dances throughout the Nutcracker that we're doing in the second half of the show, Friday and Sunday. And actually, Saturday night is a Nutcracker-only show. It's a free concert done as a part of Hometown Holiday and Rifle. So we're just doing the Nutcracker with the dancers on that.
What is the Hometown Holiday? I haven't heard of it.
It's just been a kind of an event that they've put on the past 5 years or so in Rifle. And they've had events kind of this week leading up to it, but things really start to happen. On Saturday, they've got Santa at the Youth Theater all day, and culminates with a parade of lights and fireworks, and then our concert at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. So.
Oh, what a cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
And where does Symphony in the Valley get together to practice? Do you have musicians from Aspen to Parachute?
Yes. We have musicians from Aspen to Parachute to Vail to...
Wow.
Eagle to
Marble.
Yeah.
We even have a Grand Junction member now.
Yes,
one
we
of our violins.
Do. Wow. Yeah. Yes. So anyone that makes the drive is, we can include them.
What's the hub? Where do you get together to do practice sessions?
We practice at Glenwood Springs High School.
Okay.
It's a central location for the valleys that we represent. Yeah.
How do people get involved if anyone listening is curious and wants to pick up their instrument and play in a group setting?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we have a website.
Yeah.
It's sitv.org. So if you're interested in joining us, you can go to that website and you can contact us directly through there. And
one of us will get in touch with you.
Is that the same website where people can maybe get tickets for the shows this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, please get tickets for the shows. You won't be disappointed.
It sounds like quite an interesting show.
It is.
And
it's
it must
great.
Have been a lot of fun as musicians to pick up these arrangements and do something that's maybe, you know, the classic Christmas songs, I imagine, are a little more simple. Star Wars is probably just like a total wild card, really, kind of an interesting piece to play.
It's very fun.
And then along with the ballet of the Nutcracker.
Yeah, we had our dress rehearsal last night with some of the dancers, and it looks to be a really good show.
Cool.
Really good show.
Great. Was there anything else that any of you three would like to add?
Yeah, we have a featured young man during our performances this weekend. And Kelly, you can say a little more about Ian.
Yeah, sure. So one of the pieces that we're doing is, it's not technically a Christmas piece. It's Gustav Holst's Second Suite in F, originally written for military band. And the story is kind of funny. I carpool a lot to the rehearsals with our librarian van, and we were headed back after a rehearsal, and I just said, you know what, it'd be really neat if we could do one of Holst's suites, or, you know, maybe someday both of them, with full orchestra. And I just kind of said, have you ever seen anybody that's done a full orchestra arrangement of any of these? And he said no. And it wasn't but a few days later that Ian emailed me a version of the score to the Second Suite in F, from Holst, and he had arranged it for orchestra, and that was kind of neat. So it's got a really Christmassy feel, so because it has the variations on Greensleeves at the end, which is, you know, what child is this? So anyway, Ian Pasternak is his name, and he is an eighth grader at Rifle Middle School, and just also plays with us currently the bassoon, and he just really does amazing things with music and did this arrangement for us. And so basically this will be a world premiere of Holst's Second Suite in F for full orchestra.
Wow.
By a 13-year-old.
14. Yeah.
14-year-old.
What a prodigy.
Yeah. We've had a few of them come up through the symphony that are that young and really very talented. It's very nice.
Sounds to me like the symphony does provide that kind of space where people are practicing, they're serious, but they're also playful. They're also open to trying things.
Yep. Kelly, our conductor, is amazing at that too. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much to the three of you, Amanda Watkins, Kelly Thompson, and Ruth Molman, for joining us on Express Yourself today to talk about the concert. It's tonight, tonight at 7 p.m. at the New Hope Church in Newcastle, and then Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Ute Theater for the Rifle Hometown Holiday, and that's just the Nutcracker portion. But the next day, Sunday at 2 p.m., you can catch the full The Nutcracker Strikes Back.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Thanks.